This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while as we're enjoying the Memorial Day weekend, we need to realize that this could be the deadliest. A new report by the National Safety Council estimates that 439 Americans will be killed on the road this Memorial Day weekend. This is the highest number since 2009 and about 100 more than in 2014. Another 50,500 will be seriously injured. I mean, this is Memorial Day weekend. We aren't even talking about New Year's. We're not even talking about dead of winter. Now, they say that many people, because of the economy, aren't taking planes. They're not flying. So the roads are going to be more popular. All right? So a lot of people are going to be getting out of Dodge and driving out. And they say more drivers means more traffic fatalities. According to a report from the National Safety Council, they say it is really part of a larger trend that is occurring on our roadways right now. During the recession, a lot of our habits changed, and fewer people were dying on the roads because fewer people were driving. Now you see, I see we're still in a recession. And so many of us are not going to fly or go out. We're going to take a car. I mean, we did San Diego. You think I'm going to fly to San Diego? It was expensive to fly to San Diego, so we took a drive out. Not for Memorial Day. That was a couple weekends back. They say the number of traffic deaths per year had been above 42,000 since the mid-1990s. But in 2008 and 2009, the number plummeted to about 40,000 and then 36,000. So it has stayed low for 6 years, which is a downward trend that is starting to reverse, they say, as employment rates pick up. Gas prices fell. Now, that's what I think is a big key indicator. Gas prices going down. Go, you want to know what? It may not be too expensive now to drive out of state. So, fatalities. They say the number of fatalities often increases faster than the number of drivers for a variety of reasons. There could be a disproportionately large increase in the number of young drivers. The young drivers are the highest risk of traffic fatalities, or the group that causes the most, they say. It could also be, you know, look, the weather's nice. When the roads are dry, people think they could speed. You know, a lot of winter driving, you know, or people will slow down a little bit. You know, it's interesting. And a lot of people won't drive during the dead winter. So, you know, so we also recommend the guys stay calm. Okay, I mean, you know, we don't have to be grumpy. All right, we're all going to get there. We have an extra day off, which, by the way, we really do need to talk about Memorial Day. Okay, it's an holiday to honor those who lost their lives serving the country. Okay, and it is it's a tribute. But, of course, we all enjoy it as the start of summer and the start of partying. And so, yeah. So how to reduce your risk? So they say, given that the rates of traffic deaths are largely due to people that are on the road, the best way to reduce your risk is to drive shorter distances or to not drive at all. This is according to their research team. According to Dr. Foss, he says, I often tell people I can cut your driving risk in half. Just drive half as much. He made it funny. He's funny. He said take the highway instead of local roads because all the traffic is moving in the same direction and you will not have cars crossing in front of you. It's true. Highway driving could possibly be safer because you don't have the four-way stops. You don't have people running reds. It's interesting. A lot of people think highway driving is more dangerous. It can be because of the higher speeds. Okay? It's a good point. They say choose a route that's less congested, and slower traffic is often safer. Oh, they say choose a route that is congested. I disagree. I know I'm no safety expert, but I disagree because, you know, when you're in a hurry, okay, here's the thing. I live in Las Vegas. So we see time and time again the LA-Vegas traffic. And depending on which way you're going, usually it's the LA, the California, I should say, not LA, but the California to Vegas group of visitors. And they come on Friday, so there's traffic, and then when they leave on Sunday, or now in this case Monday, there's traffic going back. And the frustration that people have when it's a long line or a long wait. Okay, you know, you could do the drive from here to L.A. to, I could get to Santa Monica Pier in 3 hours and 45 minutes if I don't have to pee. If I have to pee and I have to eat, I have to go the speed limit, and it's about four hours, 15 minutes, something like that. All right, when there's traffic, that could easily go to 6, 7, 8 hours. So, unfortunately, people get grumpy. They get tired. They get burned out. So, I don't know. I mean, but he's got a point. If you're in gridlock or you're only going 10, 15 miles an hour, can't get into a high-speed accident. So we want you guys to be careful. We want you to enjoy yourself. Another thing we need to spend time talking about is our meat and how we barbecue it. Don't overchar your meat, okay? All right? The black char stuff, I think, is carcinogenic. So we always seem to recommend that you scrape that off or don't burn the meat too much. I'm not saying eat raw or rare, but just, you know, keep that in mind. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, there's been a lot of calls and a lot of questions on pain management and how to manage that, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Zika fears have prompted 125 public health experts to call for the Olympics to be moved from Rio. Okay, we have 125 prominent scientists, doctors, and medical ethicists. I don't know where I officially stand on it, but I don't think I want a bunch of Americans going down to the Olympics and then coming back with Zika in the blood. And Ross going to be talking about acute blood shortages. The Chicago Area Blood Center has made a quote-unquote critical appeal for blood donations. And this is with the arrival of the holiday weekend. I'm going to tell you what we're doing with the Dr. Dahlia Show and how we're going to be grouping up with United Blood Services, American Red Cross, One Blood, American Blood Centers. We're going to try to do a group effort so we could continually having a nice flow of blood. But this is serious. When you have hospitals going, we are in dire need. This is some serious stuff. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sit tight. We're going to be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I want to thank Robert. Robert sent me some breaking news. I love it when my listeners send me breaking news. Go right ahead, honestly. You could tweet, you could email me. Apparently we have, he gave this to me from Reuters, where apparently the shooter at UCLA's shooting yesterday was a doctoral student, and I guess I guess the attack appeared to be provoked by the student's belief that the professor, Professor Klug, had stolen computer code from him, according to a March blog post by a person of the same name. Okay, so I can't confirm this, but get this. This was a quote that allegedly Sakhar wrote. Your enemy is my enemy, but your friend can do a lot more harm. Be careful about whom you trust. Now, Reuters was not immediately able to confirm the authenticity of the post, but, we're about to talk about now in this segment, if you think somebody is going to just out of the blue kill somebody, all right, what do you do? Why, how do you identify them? So one thing I was going to suggest is, well, you know, take a look at what they post on Facebook. Okay, somebody's saying be careful about whom you trust. I see posts like that all the time on Facebook. People get mad. In fact, I want to do that. I got so mad at one of my friends that I wanted to just write a blanket statement going, you know, I guess he was only a friend of mine because I was a doctor. I mean, I was just so mad at this person that I wanted to, you know, put. So problem is people always air out that maybe is their only sense of relief. Tom and I were talking about this on break. Tom, what's your theory about what's going on, man?
I honestly think that a lot of it has to do with unnecessary stresses from society, or not necessarily unnecessary, unrealistic expectations that society places on us that put unnecessary stress on us, and the fact that we don't talk about it, we just accept you should just pay your bills, you should go to college, you should get a job, and these things are all expected of you, and I think that these kinds of things will build up in stress, and certain people, I mean, if this guy had his code stolen from him, I mean, that could be 3 years of him really, you know, in the back room while he's doing college, fixing this code, making this, and then to have it stolen right out from under you, that's 3 years of your life just gone. And
I'm going to say, though, that's real life, yeah. Though. But Tom, but here's the thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of it, I think, has a lot to do with we don't have a way to talk about or deal with stress. We're just expected to live with it, and it's just part of life. You need to deal with it. And I think that is, quite frankly, BS. I think we need to have, without needing therapy, because I think that's overused or oversold, I think that we need to have the ability to have open discussions about this and not make people feel ostracized for being angry at the system that is providing us stress. We need some sort of not just relief, but some acknowledgement towards it. And I think that has a lot to do with most of these cases, is that these people are under weird forms of stress that, I mean, not everybody is, but wouldn't be totally out of the blue for any of us to be subjected to either.
Well, you know, I agree with you. A big problem we have is we don't have means for people to deal with their stress. We're going about it all wrong, saying just go to a counselor that they can't afford to go to, or they don't have health insurance.
Or prescribing, like, anti-anxiety drugs or something.
Right, right. But to me, this is a bigger problem. Okay, if somebody has to pay their bills, if somebody has to go to school, if somebody has to, I mean, in the olden days, you stressed about a lot more. You know what I mean? I mean, I look at us being a bunch of weenies. I mean, in caveman days, if you don't eat, you die. If you don't go out there and deal with a beast that could shred you to pieces, you're not bringing food home to the wife and the kids. And so here we're stressing about paying our bills to the point that we're going to kill each other. I how did we evolve to being a bunch of pansies?
I think it's more, if you're hungry, you naturally need food. Bills are not something you don't have a sense like, oh man, that bill, I feel it in my gut, it's coming. And so there's no natural built in, you need to pay it. So in a lot of ways, you know, our direct consciousness says this is something we need to do. But subconsciously, we don't even acknowledge it as a base or function, but society expects us to. And I think I never went to college. I'm almost debating refusing to go to college just because the debt scheme. Being put under that, the number of kids I know, especially here at this place, tons of people have gone to audio school, and they're in crippling debt, and I've got the same job, and I don't have the debt.
Right,
you know? And just watching people struggle with that, or fathers with child support and no support from you know, the court systems or anything, things like this are horrifying, and I can just imagine being a doctorate at school, you know, what a doctorate's 8 years in college, right, something.
Right.
Man, that sounds horrid. I don't know if I could do it. And I mean, I dropped out of school because I had a hard time dealing with that. Maybe I'm just I just dodged, you know, responsibility at some point. But
No, but you're right. I mean, are we making a society that purposely adds stress when it doesn't have to be?
Unnecessary stress, too.
Unnecessary stress.
Or unnecessary isn't quite the right word. But that sort of means that we don't need these stresses. There are other ways that we could form systems that would relieve and care about our actual needs, like sleep, food, water, shelter, sex. Our basic functions, because, I mean, that's really what we all drive for. I mean, if we're not all, you know, trying to impress somebody of the opposite or similar sex, whatever you're chasing after, you know, that's our primary goal. When I wake up in the morning, my first thought is food, not, man, I need to make some money so I can go get some food. Food. One word, food.
I think
compounding these things and not having a baser structure for it is a large part of the stress of the buildup. Now, I'm not saying that these people are justified in the way they're taking out these stresses.
No, of course not.
Saying that as society, we need to be more open and in some way develop a system in which these people can openly discuss their problems and actively search for solutions to these problems instead of just telling people, suck it up.
Right. Well, you know, you brought up something interesting. Okay, so let's say this doctoral student was mad that somebody stole his code. Now, I think we all would be lying to ourselves if we didn't get so mad at somebody that we wanted to see them struck by lightning or a tree fall on them or whatever. I think many of us, you know, can admit, like, I'm driving down the street, and if it's a bad day and somebody cuts me off and flips me off and is a jerk, as they're driving by, you're like, I hope you flip.
No,
I
definitely, sorry, real quick, Stewie quote. It's not so much that I want them dead so much as I just wish they weren't alive anymore.
Right,
and
right,
that
exactly.
Kind of mentality. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of people will naturally have that thought, and it's a natural thought, okay, because remember, we're animals, okay? We want to attack, and if we can't attack, then in our minds, we imagine or fantasize about an attack, which really, to me, doesn't solve any situation. But we don't teach our kids, we don't teach ourselves as grown-ups that when you are so mad, you know, that you know, to you, you're like, you know what, I'll just kill. Or to this particular person. And no. There's other ways to get at somebody. There was somebody who very recently was messing with me in my career. And rather than wanting to wish that person harm or whatever, you know, I found solace. And I know you guys are going to laugh. You guys are going to call me a pansy. But I found solace in karma. And, you know, when I was telling my kids about what was going on, they're like, I don't understand. Why are you putting up with that? Why aren't you, somebody is deliberately messing with you. It happens. When you're in show business, it happens. There are people, I can't tell you how many people have tried to mess with my career. I told the kids, I go, look, you know, God, because to me, one thing I notice is God always rewards me. And so as long as I'm a good person, God will have my back. Once I start to do something bad or start to think something bad or wish something bad, it doesn't happen. And, I noticed that when, throughout my life, when, you know, somebody would wrong me and I was like, you know what, I'm going to focus on being a good person and I'm not going to focus on the revenge, something later happened to them anyway. And I don't want to say I was happy about that, but and not something in terms of their life, but in terms of, you know, they lost a job or they lost somebody stealing your boyfriend, they lose the boyfriend later, you know, things like that, of that caliber. So I noticed I don't have to be the one to go for revenge. I think a big thing we need to realize is a lot of people think, okay, you have somebody that wronged you, you're going to have to be the one to fix it, like Superman or Spider-Man, and you're going to be the one to have to put, you know, get this person off. No, you don't. Okay? You know, sometimes you need to take a step back and you are not the one that needs to do revenge. But when you get mad and when you're wronged, you know, you want blood. And unfortunately, this person took it. And that's pretty scary because a lot of us find ourselves in these situations and we can't have all of us go around out there doing this. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We have some breaking news. According to USA Today and CNN, the UCLA shooter had an actual hit list. A woman on that hit list has been found dead. Los Angeles police said that a woman found on the quote-unquote kill list in the home of the shooter at a UCLA murder-suicide was found dead in Minnesota, and that two professors were also targeted, including one killed at the university. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that because we have other news to get to, not to mention your calls. But it looks like the gunman did have a hit list. One of the women on the hit list... Okay, so apparently it looks like he's from Minnesota, and the kill list was in his Minnesota home. One of the women on that list, dead. One of the professors on that list, now dead. Now, he has killed himself. he killed himself yesterday during the shooting, but they're now investigating if there are any more that could have been, unfortunately, on that list, which, by the way, is another point that we need to look at is, you know, when somebody decides to target somebody, who else were they targeting? I mean, you know, are people usually mad at just one person and there's only one person their whole life that wronged them? There's a very good chance that there's multiple people that they feel wronged. Which is why many times when you hear these murder suicides, you see the families go down with them. You'll see people gun down a whole family, feeling the whole family wronged them. So it's definitely something that, you know, whenever there are, if he had made it out of UCLA after shooting and went on, one of the first things the police would do is to see who else could possibly be on a list if he had a target list. All right, a lot of news, a lot of stuff going on in the country right now. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, I want to thank you. My name is Gloria, and I want to thank you for going over the heat stroke, because last year I did have a heat stroke after 20 years of thinking that I probably wouldn't and lost conscious. Thank you again. Bye.
Wow, Gloria, I wish I could talk to you. She had left a message on the answer line. Wow, you had heat stroke and lost consciousness. That's scary. By the way, anytime any of you do lose consciousness in the heat, I do want you checked out. Want to make sure it's not a cardiac issue. A lot of people want to know which came first, the chicken or the egg, when it comes to heat exhaustion. And we were talking about how we have heat warnings throughout the United States. In various parts of the United States, these heat warnings and heat advisories and extreme heat, it's not just temperature, okay? You could be in a 90-degree zone, okay, and nowhere near the 105-degree zone, but you have humidity that can make your heat index easily above 105 degrees. So with that, many of us this summer, as we're going into the summer, are at risk. You know, it's very interesting. On that point, I wish I had Gloria on the line, but I understand she called it at when she listens to the show with her affiliate. Many times you'll hear somebody, and I don't want to worry Gloria or anybody else, but many times you'll hear that somebody fainted, and they fainted as a result of heat or as a result of a stressor. And as a doctor, the first thing I think of is heart. You have an underlying heart problem. All right. Now, even though heat, and we've talked about how heat exhaustion can make you pass out because you lose a lot of fluid and you lose a lot of salts and you could get weak, you're more at risk for heat exhaustion if you have a heart problem. Well, I get very nervous when I hear that people faint and they don't know what the reason is, so they surmise, well, it might have been the heat or it might have been, you know, something else. And then it really bothers me when a few months later, they die. Right? That happened to my father, where when he died, I heard from my family, you know what? You know, a couple months ago, he had a dizzy spell where he passed out. I go, dizzy spell? That might have been a heart attack. A friend of ours, this happened. He was diagnosed with heat stroke or heat exhaustion. He fainted. And I told him, after he got out of the hospital, you got to go get your heart checked. He's like, they already did. They checked my heart. They said it had nothing to do with my heart, and they called it heat exhaustion. I'm like, still check your heart. A few months later, he died at home of a heart attack. If you faint or have any such syncopal episode, I want you getting checked with your heart. I want a stress test. Even though heat exhaustion is a culprit, we don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. Did you faint because the heat was so bad and it messed with your, you know, your blood pressure and heart, etc.? Or were you vulnerable such that when nobody else was passing out, you did? And because of that vulnerability will always exist. That vulnerability will always be there. You need to get that checked out. Speaking of the vulnerability always being there, she was a patient, and then she is an acquaintance now. And her child is trying to figure out what he wants to do in terms of going to school. And I brought up medical school. Okay, because, you know, Lord knows we need doctors, okay? Or I brought up PA and nurse practitioner school. And she goes, no, it's too much stress. Can't put him through that, it'll be too much stress. And so we need to come up with something else. And, you know, when we were talking with Tom, just, you know, the previous segment, et cetera, you know, we were talking about how, you know, why have people go, you know, through the whole college system? Why have people deal with, you know, the bills and all the remaining stressors, all the other stressors that we have in life? We could come up with a different system. The problem is being devil's advocate, we have a problem if we have a set of people or a set of population, just like from a health standpoint, we were just talking about the heart, okay? You guys saw that if you are heart vulnerable, okay, you can't predict if you're going to stress that heart again. You can't predict if you'll be in a high heat environment, if you'll be in a scary environment, if you'll be dealing with, you know, a death in the family. You know, they talk about how, you know, death of a spouse the next week or two is one of the highest risks for people having a heart attack. All right? Because, you know, of a broken heart. But you also wonder, well, wait a second. You know, if they have that weak a heart, then, you know, the time surrounding, okay, these things, whether it's roller coaster ride, whether it's heat exhaustion, whether it's the death of a spouse, could be enough to put them over the edge. Well, I don't want anybody that vulnerable walking around health-wise. Well, same thing psychological-wise. If you have a child that is going to be too stressed out to go through medical school, what the hell job are they going to do? Well, they could go into, name any job, they're stressed. Any job, there's stress. So what are you protecting them from? I mean, what we really need to do is work on our population and the new generation to handle it. I mean, you know, maybe we do need to have, you know, do it like Israel does, where everybody serves a period of time in the military. You know, I would like to know the data of how many Israelis need to opt out because of stress. Now, mind you, anxiety, depression, bipolar, these are very valid issues, medical and psychiatric issues. But I would really like to know the percentage of the population. You know, for us, maybe we just have too many choices. And like Tom was saying, well, eating isn't a choice. Eating, that's something that, you know, you have to do, so you're not going to sit there and think about it and panic about it, etc. Whereas, you know, bills and mortgages and rent and landlords, those are more artificial.
The amount of pre-conceived, premeditated, the amount of premeditated
right.
planning it takes
right.
is ridiculous for bills compared to food.
Right. Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to work on the premeditation of people. I don't know. You see where I'm going. Not only is it a health issue, but it's a psychiatric issue, okay? I don't think we're prepared if we're always on the edge. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please, nobody tell me how the new series or the remake of Roots is going. I've been taping it. I hope I have enough room on my DVR. Just every night I've had an event to go to, so I haven't been able to see it. So please still keep it on the down low on social media so I can find out how good it is and for myself because I want to watch it. And, yeah, everybody. I did watch the LBJ movie, The All the Way. on HBO. I watched that late. I thought they did a very, very good job. For those people that, I thought all the actors did an incredible job. It was a very interesting take on his presidency, because obviously there was a lot of controversy. I thought they would go more into the Vietnam, but obviously all the way had to do with the civil rights movement, and I thought it was a very, very well done and very, very good to watch. So please check that out. But it's interesting because, you know, there were a lot of colorful aspects to the LBJ presidency that many of us know about. And they did touch upon a couple of those aspects, okay, in the show. So you need to see that. All right. Here's some news on the Egypt Airbus, okay? The Egypt Air Airbus that was carrying 66 when it crashed into the Mediterranean on May 19th. They said, and this is interesting, it had been forced to make 3 emergency landings in the 24 hours before it crashed into the Mediterranean. We have an Airbus that 24 hours prior to crashing, okay, which means other flights, it had to have been forced to make 3 emergency landings. They say the Airbus 320 is said to have been forced to turn around shortly after takeoff on 3 separate occasions after its warning system signaled an anomaly on board. The claims made in the French media have since been denied by the Egyptian-led crash investigation committee. They say the airplane's onboard warning systems, ACARS, went off shortly after takeoff from 3 airports where, in the 24 hours before the crash, where it, all alerts were reportedly investigated after the emergency landings, but nothing was found. They say we cannot presume to know what exactly happened on board, but it's not entirely normal to turn around several times after a technical incident without finding anything, according to Jean-Paul Tradec, told TV channel France 3. Or Mr. Tradec or Trudeau added that a car signals are emitted automatically only in the case of a malfunction. In normal mode, they may be silent. Now, the search zone for the crash Egypt Air's flight's black boxes has, I guess, today been narrowed to 2 kilometers from 5 kilometers. So, basically, now down to a 1.25 mile from a 3.1 mile, according to a source. And so, they're still, I guess, you know, recovering things from the flight. We'll know more as if that black box gets found and is obviously investigated. They say locator pings emitted by flight data and cockpit voice recorders, known as black boxes, can be picked up from deep underwater. Investigators have now been racing against time to find the black box, but they only have enough battery power to emit signals for 4 to 5 weeks. So they're hoping that the recordings could help the investigation find out what the hell happened with the crash. The plane, unfortunately, was carrying passengers from different nationalities, 40 Egyptians, including the crew, and 15 French nationals. Egypt's aviation minister said initially it was a terrorist attack, was more likely to have brought down, but technical failure is also likely. Now that we're being told that the plane had to come down 3 times prior to it taking off for this flight, that really starts to open up a whole another set of questions. That's a shame. You know, I always get nervous whenever I'm on the tarmac and the pilot says we have to wait. There's an issue with the plane, and they're going to check it out. Then all of a sudden, like, all right, I'll check that. We're good. I'm like, whoa. Should we deplane and get on a new plane? I mean, if this issue was bad enough for us not to go and to be an hour or two late now, let's just get a new plane. No. We're fine. Dr. Wax, please sit down. But I'd like to... No, please sit down. Yep. Okay. Or we will escort you off. Yeah, but now I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, that's the other thing that stinks. You know, everybody has a fasten seatbelt sign, everything, you know, and then you're on the tarmac for like an hour or two. You're like, I gotta pee. And then you finally leave, you're up in the air, you guys are ready to go, you know, you're flying, and no. So I'm sorry, ma'am, the fasten seatbelt sign is on. Yeah, but I really gotta go. Ma'am, I'm sorry, the fasten seatbelt sign is on, you need to wait. I'm like, look, I'm gonna get toxic shock. Okay, if I don't go to the bathroom right now and do what I need to do, I will get toxic shock. Did you say shock? What did she? Did she say shock? She said bomb. I did not say bomb. I did not say bomb. I said toxic. You know what? Forget it. I'll just pee on myself. Well, ma'am, if you're gonna have an attitude, I'm gonna have to get the Sky Marshal. So look, I've learned my lesson. I just sit there, I keep my legs crossed. I hate to fly, I really do. And it's not that I get nervous, just always have to pee. Alright, oh, we got some more interesting news today. King Tut's dagger was made of iron from a meteorite. They say a dagger buried along King Tut, King Tutankhamun, I always just known him as King Tut, King Tutankhamun. Hamun, King Tut, was made with iron from a meteorite. Where the heck did they find that? Using X-ray fluorescence, a team of researchers led by Daniela Cornell of the Polytech University of Milan analyzed the blade and found that it had a similar composition to metallic meteorites. Now, the dagger was one of two discovered in 1925. Beneath the wrapping surrounded King Tut's body. The iron dagger, which had a gold sheath and handle, was found by King Tut's right thigh. For years, archaeologists have debated whether or not the iron dagger was meteoric in origin, though the researchers note previous analysis of the dagger provided controversial results. This is cool stuff. See, I love history, and I love archaeology, and I love, this is like just super cool stuff. And then, why was he buried with a dagger if he was dead? Is it, yeah, I mean, and why was it by his thigh? See, I find that kind of interesting because, you know, in Viking times, when you would send out a body into the water, their arms would be across their chest with their shield and I think their sword, but it would be across the chest. Why would a dagger be hanging out by the thigh? And if you say, well, it fell off the chest, still would it be by the thigh? That's just very interesting to me. So according to the study, early iron works are rarely found in ancient Egypt, suggesting that the Egyptians found the material hard to work with and typically reserved it for ceremonial tools and items. The researchers note the discovery provides further insight into ancient Egyptian descriptions of iron some 100 years after King Tut's death, where the mineral is described as quote-unquote iron of the sky. So they suggest that the ancient Egyptians, in the wake of other ancient people in the Mediterranean area, were aware that these rare chunks of iron fell from the sky already. So that means they knew about meteors back in 13th century BCE. Alright, meanwhile, so they, you know, my guess is, I mean, they probably dealt with this a lot more than we did. Okay, remember manna from heaven? Remember in the Bible? Okay, you know, the Hebrews were starving, and so manna from heaven, bread started to fall from the skies. I mean, you know, when I read the Bible, I seem to think things are falling out from the skies all the time. And it was same old, normal. You know, for us, something falls from the sky, we're thinking, oh my gosh, UFO, this, this. Back then, the Lord sent so much stuff from the sky. Iron, meteorite, manna from heaven. That's just the way things were back then. So I don't think they were surprised. They're like, all right, great, we'll use this for King Tut. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877, Doc Valley.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week.
You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.